This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said to resolve and uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principle of the government. Mr. Modi was addressing the devotees at Sri Anandpur's Dham in Isagar, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that the various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the life of the poor and the unprivileged sections of the society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है। गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज ये सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है।
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIA-DMK. The Prime Minister Modi has expressed the happiness that the AIA-DMK has joined the NDA family. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, together with the other forces and the NDA partners, we will take Tamil Nadu to a new heights in the progress and serve the state diligently. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected the separatism, declaring its completion of commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have been broken away from the secession and the placing of the trust in the constitution. In a social media post, the Union Home Minister, Amit Shah, has said that the victory of the Prime Minister Modi's vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The Union Minister of the State and Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, has said that India and Italy are working on a forged, impactful partnership across various sectors to elevate their strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic relationship. Addressing a joint press conference with the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of the Foreign Affairs of Italy, Antonio Tajani, in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Goyal stated that the comprehensive strategic relationships will significantly boost the current bilateral trade, which stands at $15 billion. The Defense Research and the Development Organization, DRDO, has successfully conducted the release of the trials of the long-range glide bomb Gaurav from the Su-30 MKI aircraft. According to the Defense Ministry, the trial successfully demonstrated a range close to 100 kilometers with accuracy. Gaurav is 1,000 kilogram glass glide bomb designed and developed indigenously. The West Bengal Education Minister Bharatiya Basu said that the list of the eligible and the non-eligible teachers will be published after taking the legal notice. He was addressing a press conference after a meeting with a representative of the eligible teachers and the Teachers Staff's Rights Forum in Kolkata yesterday. In West Bengal, normal life has been disrupted at various parts of the state due to the agitation demanding the withdrawal of the new Waqf Act. According to this correspondent, the Sajur crossing witnessed protests and the agitation after the police were attacked with the bullets and the bombs by a mob during a rally at Suti and Samsirgarh in Mushirabad district. China's finance ministry has announced that it has raised the additional tariffs of the U.S. goods from 84% to 125%. In a statement, the ministry said that the U.S. side's imposition of the excessively high tariffs on China seriously violates the international economic and the trade rules and is simply an act of unilateral bullying and coercion. In cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Lions at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.